closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the
Jimmy Doan Show.
Yay.
I love that intro. It is so cool. It is so cool.
So we just landed. From what planet is that?
Holy.
Jimmy Doan, welcome back to Earth.
Yeah, welcome back is right. It's been been a couple of weeks, I think. It's been a good one. Now, I know that
people wait gaining weight.
Yeah, people gaining weight. That's right. That's a real shame. No, it's... We had a little hiatus here, folks. I want to thank you for banging away on our front door here.
Notice that.
Yeah, all our hits went up and people are waiting for the next.
And where are they hitting us from these days?
Well, they are. It is all over the place. I wanted to say a few hellos first. We're getting a lot of direct hits from Las Vegas, Abilene, Texas, London.
Sin City.
That's right. London, Lambeth, London, Bloomington, Illinois, Vienna, Virginia. Vienna, Virginia, I used to go down there quite a bit. Litchfield, New Hampshire, of course, Arlington, Massachusetts, Helsinki, Finland, Liverpool, my God, hello, Beatles.
Hey. Hello.
And I say, St. Paul, Minnesota, Hamilton, hello. Ontario. That might be our friend in Ontario. Might be something I want to talk about here in just a second.
Okay.
Raleigh, North Carolina, Jonesboro, and so forth, so on. And Nueva, this is in Quezon, in the Philippines.
Yeah.
My God, it's all over the place. Czech Republic. And also, I want to say hello, a special hello to people who have written us emails and so forth, and a special one to Gene.
Yep.
Gene has got his own podcast.
He's the man.
Where is he? Peyton, Colorado?
Yep.
And I'll tell you, it's called hangardogs.com.
The Hanger Dogs.
But it's spelled H-A-N-G-A-R.
G-A-R, yeah. Hangardogs.com. And he's hysterical.
Yep.
And it's a good podcast.
They're quick, witty. I laugh my ass off.
Boy, is that one, how to get back at your girlfriend when... No.
They're libertarians.
No, they're
like
just
us.
Kind of a libertarian, yeah. But they're soul brothers. I mean, and the quality is very good.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I've been doing, in the last couple of weeks, I've listened to a lot of podcasts. And
they're all awesome?
Well, yeah, right. No, it's, I've listened to a lot of them, and I want to tell you a little bit about it. Yeah, right. Because I use a Macintosh, I've listened to a lot of Macintosh type. There's a half a dozen or so that are pretty good. And a lot of these guys are audio people, and they know what they're doing. And they have some pretty good podcasts. And I don't remember the names off, but you can go to iTunes, and they're all there.
You don't remember the names?
No, it's Mac Pro, Mac Audio, Mac... I've got a whole list of them that I download into my iPod, and the podcast 411, this kind of stuff. And these guys are very professional. They use some pretty good stuff. Some of them use the high-end programs. I forget what they are off the top. Again, I don't know. There's programs that cost $800-$900, and some of them use some cheap stuff, too. One that I did want to mention, a podcast that I've been listening to quite a bit, is called Free Domain.
Freedomain.com?
Well, no. I don't believe he's even got a web. If he has a website... you don't want to go there. He doesn't put on. I don't know
how
where
do you find it. Go to podcast.
Yeah, you have to go to iTunes.
iTunes.
You have to go to iTunes and look up in the podcast. You look up for a Free Domain. The guy's name is Stefan Molyneux. Yeah, and he's a young guy. I think he's about 40.
Kinsman Major Molyneux.
But he's really good. What he does is I don't know how he does it. Apparently, he carries like a little tape recorder around with him. And while he's driving, he does it, and he does like 2 30-minute rants almost every day. I mean, every day. If you hear that, right. But I've exchanged emails with him and calls himself an anarcho-capitalist. And he makes a case. He makes a good case. And so what I did is I had a 72-hour Molyneux-a-thon, or whatever you want to call it, where I listened to all of his – he's got about, I guess, 50 or 60 – podcasts on there, and they're about 30 minutes, so they're easy listening. And he is, well, he's good, but he's very logical, and he's got a lot to say, and I can't disagree with him on much. So,
well, what about us? What have we got to say?
My point is this: that people, when you're not listening to Jimmy, mm-hmm. which of course is interesting, you need to go to hangardogs.com, mm-hmm. H-A-N-G-A-R, mm-hmm. and on iTunes at Free Domain. And Freedomain, and listen to Stefan Molyneux. Those are the ones that I've been listening, besides the Macintosh stuff. But no, for us today, okay,
right.
We have here EJ.
Good afternoon, world.
Okay, good. And, oh, by the way, I meant to say it's the 2nd of February. Is today Groundhog Day or was that yesterday?
It's today. It's Groundhog Day.
That's right.
We may be doing this show again tomorrow.
That's right.
And the next day.
And the next day.
One of my most favorite Bill Murray movies. I mean, that's
hands down, the finest.
As long as that babe shows up, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Andy McDowell.
That was written by a guy right here in Gainesville, Florida.
Was it really?
Yep. He co-wrote it with the Gainesville guy.
No kidding. I hope he's rich.
Me too.
Let's see if we can get him to sponsor our show.
Yeah, really?
And Curtis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you back again after a long hiatus. Yep. And Eric, Engineer Eric.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons I haven't been on, of course, is Engineer Eric. Well, it's my own fault. But without these shows wouldn't even exist without Engineer Eric in the post-production. People don't realize, and you'll see this on some of the podcasts that other people talk about, people don't realize that you do a one-hour show, it takes 10, 15, 20 hours to put it together because of what they call post-production. I never realized how important post-production was until
I got it down to about 6 hours a show.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. These are straight off the hot wire.
We are live.
What are you talking about? What are you saying? I have listened to some of the podcasts in the last couple of weeks that I've listened to. You can realize that there's no post-production, and they're off my list.
We're getting better.
Yeah, we're getting better. That's right. So today is the 2nd of February, and there's 6 more weeks of winter, although not down here. It's about 80 degrees today.
It is.
It is toasty warm. And hey, Steph, I know he's butt cold up there in wherever he is up there in Canada. Anyway, today we'll talk a little bit about Judge Alito, mm-hmm. brandy new, and the...
Traitor.
Yeah, right. The House Republicans about 10 minutes ago chose a new leader. I'm going to talk about that for a second. And the BlackBerry shut down, so nobody's going to be able to do anything.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, that's right. And then some other stuff that we can, you know, chime in on from time to time.
I got a whole bunch of light notes.
Middle East update.
Mideast update is a big deal, right? And of course, the right to have a hooker in Denmark and have the government pay for it. Okay, that's good.
Also another big deal.
Yeah, another big deal. Well, it's interesting because I did see a letter here where I had it right here in my stack, as Rush would say, my stack of stuff, and I've lost it. There was a liberal that wrote into the Gainesville Sun about what do liberals do, and what she failed to realize was I need to opt out of some of that stuff. You know, we do this and we do that and we do the other thing, and I said, well, that's fine if you want to go ahead and do it, but not on my dime. And I've lost it. Okay, that's great. There it is. Okay, we'll do that later. Coming back, Judge Alito.
Judge Alito.
Is now Justice Alito.
He's in. Bring me the gavel.
That's right.
Bring me the gavel.
That's right. The handprint was still warm on the Bible when he issued his first, was sided with his first opinion, which was the cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Yep.
So not that it would have made any difference if he voted the other way, but everybody was panic stricken, mind you. You saw the cartoons of Scalia and Thomas, and they had Alito in the middle, and Roberts also. Interestingly enough, on this particular one, Alito went with the libs.
Now, this was on a which
cruel and unusual. It was a stay of execution for somebody in Missouri. And what gets me is that they call cruel and unusual punishment. Here's to give the guy a shot of dope. You know, mm-hmm. first of all, so get him high and, you know.
With a sterilized needle for something.
Sterilized needle, right. You know, swab it with alcohol. Swab it with alcohol.
Get an infection.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. And they do that, and then they give him a shot.
Rusty old HIV needle, in case he survives.
They use the same needle for the last 20 years. Okay,
that would be and it would be one thing if the needle was like about a half an inch in diameter, but no, this is a real needle.
It's a spinal tap needle.
They give him a shot of atrophine with heroin or something.
I believe it's morphine.
You know, and we're talking strong morphine here. You know, so the guy's like in Never Never Land, and then they drip something into him that like stops his heart, and like who cares at that point?
This is cruel and unusual. Heck yeah, it is, and I'll tell you why.
Okay,
for two reasons.
Because the needle hurts.
That's right. Well, no.
I hate shots, man. Actually, just stop it.
That's how much it hurts. But they don't. There actually have been some studies which show that it's the poison burns in your veins, and you're paralyzed from the earlier stuff that's supposed to make you feel good. So if it happens to wear off, it's like you're in this paralytic flaming state
for about 90 seconds.
Well, there's some people who it doesn't quite work. It didn't work.
I'm still alive.
I'm still alive.
Don't
right?
bury me yet. Wait a minute.
And they don't know until the paralysis drug wears off a few hours later. But here's right. my thing. Here's my I have a legal argument. It's very simple. That comes out of the first 10 amendments, the cruel and unusual punishment thing, which means that it's going to be the government's burden of proof to show that it's not cruel and unusual. We're talking about death here. How can the government put on credible evidence as to what happens in death? Now, they can't tell you. They can't even put on evidence, in my opinion. What are you going to have, a priest up there going to say, oh.
No, they get Jerry Falwell, and he tells you, hell and damnation and fire and brimstone. And look,
Baker.
When this, and this guy
listening to a sermon from him for an hour, that is cruel and unusual, okay?
That's true. That would be it, all right. That would be cruel and unusual.
Okay, you can either take but the needle, or you can listen to the sermon.
Kill me, man! Shoot me up! Forget the morphine! Give me the cyanide!
What they probably should do, if they have a death sentence on something like that is they load up with a bunch of buckshot, and when the guy's not looking, they just blast his head off. And there's no knowledge. I mean, no, he's just walking around. Sometime, you've got the death sentence. I'm serious. You have the death.
Yard.
You have the death sentence.
The sniper
right?
gets the call.
No, I'm serious. And he's
governor.
Just walking around and said, kaboom! And the point is that he doesn't know it's coming. There's nothing cruel or unusual about it. He doesn't have to worry about it. As far as he's just, Ed, he could be during, they say they bring him his last meal, and but when he reaches for the fork, it's just gone.
Well, you get a little tip off there when your first meal the other day was like some nasty scrambled eggs,
And the second meal of the day is filet mignon stuffed with lobster.
See, this is what. Right. The whole point is, you do is you give the guy, that, and of course that's the part of the, you give him the steak and eggs and everything like that, with the whole nine yards, and then you don't do anything.
Right. Right, that's a big psych.
And then about a week later, you give him like he's skanky old bird up it, and then done. I mean, you don't know when it's coming.
Right.
So there's nothing cruel or unusual about that.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, that sounds like a better solution.
I'm telling you.
Cheaper.
Interesting. It should be totally unexpected. You don't have no idea when it's going to happen. And, of course, they're going to say, but I'm nervous all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, well, the anticipation could be torturous in and of itself.
Hey, you shot the wrong guy.
Yeah, right.
He was only in here for a parking violation. You got the wrong man.
It'd be like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, it didn't take him long. Didn't take Judge Alito long to make a ruling. It was interesting because the libs. I mean, everybody's complaining about this. All of a sudden, everybody's all bent out of shape. They are making judgments on Alito within 10 minutes after he's been sworn in as the worst thing that ever happened. I mean, if you saw Kennedy and Biden and those people talking about what he's going to do.
Gosh.
And the first thing he does is side with them, if you want to call it that. I mean, what do they have to say? I don't know. Hey, Mary Jo, come on back from the dead. I don't know. Anyway, so then also in Washington, they just, as we tape this, this is not taped, is it? No, it's digitally mastered.
Who cares, man?
This is really important.
There's a small crystal I got from Julak.
There's a bird in the computer is chipping
away on his disk.
In a stone disk.
That's right. No, it reminds me of people that still say they dial the phone. Like that's happened. Okay. So the House Republicans chose a new leader, and they chose Bonner to replace Tom DeLay. Yeah. And the of course, they came out with the usual pap about smaller government and
Has he left
reform.
You two completely at this point?
Boner. You've got to
Boner.
Get
Boner. That's right. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. They wanted to have this guy Shedag. Or whatever.
Sheehan.
Cindy. Yeah, right.
Shag Hag.
We'll talk about her.
We'll talk about Cindy, about crazy Cindy. Loony in a minute. But they came out with the usual stuff. We're going to eliminate the earmarks and all this other. And what I find interesting is that in 1994 at the State of the Union address, which just happened the other day here, but in 1994, Bill Clinton comes out and says the era of big government is over. Now, Bill Clinton, you know, no liberal, you know, his wife, you know, wanted to do the health care plan. Everybody's, you know, screaming about Bill Clinton being a liberal. And what happened? The Arabic government is over.
It's over, man.
And then because the Republicans came in and they essentially balanced the budget until George Bush got in. The deficit, we went into surplus on an annual basis, number one. And, of course, the stock market went through the ceiling. Mm-hmm. We all made money.
Are you stumping for Clinton here? What's going on?
I'm going to tell you. I'm not, of course. But isn't it ironic that under the hated liberal icon, Bill Clinton, that the stock market went up and that the deficit went into certain, that we had a surplus? Since the smaller, lighter government people came in, we have like doubled the budget. No spending bill has been vetoed. The earmarks have gone from, you know, 3 to 6,500. Everybody gets a piece, and they've gone nuts. They've gone crazy since George Bush has been in office in the last, you know, 5 years or so. Yeah, exactly. And you can sit there and say, well, it's in order to keep us in power. And I'm thinking, well, you know.
We were attacked.
Yeah, right. No. There is something to be said for that, but there is no way you can explain 6,500. Now, they did. We talked about this in one of the shows. They did take away what's his name's bridge.
Did they finally take it away?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they finally said, even Ted, who went on the floor and said, I'm entitled to this bridge after he got his first round of crap.
You're going to have a raging bull.
Yeah, that's right. But apparently the second round of crap, you know, buried him, and he said, oh, okay, I'll give up the bridge. Right. But this doesn't mean that the per capita on Alaska, who gets, everybody in Alaska, of course, gets a check for $1,800 a year, whatever it is, because of the oil. Not enough. They have to take money from the rest of us down here in the lower 48 in order to pay for their pork, which on a per capita basis is more than any other state. You know, it's never enough. I-N-E, it's never enough. And it's sad to see that the Republican, well, they all have in Washington. This is why I'm a libertarian. I mean, the true libertarians want to really cut the size of government. And it's not going to be, I don't know how it's going to be done yet. We might talk about that on another show. That's all I have to say on that. Anything else?
You could get it changed.
Boy, I'll tell you.
I cut the government for you. How many you want, Kai?
How many pieces you want?
So anyway, that was the other thing. When they're talking about the government, the State of the Union, George Bush didn't have anything. You know, read it.
He talked about his plans. You know, he had his special projects, the cars and whatever, blah blah blah. And
nobody talks about the market. The market would solve this stuff. It is phenomenal to me how much they want. They think they can go in there. They think they're God. And with a wave of the wand, they can create biomass, or they can create this as if it's costless, as if they're God. You know, I wave my wand. You know, first there was the earth and the firmament, and here I am, the government, and there shall be biomass or whatever.
he said that he was as much the educator in chief as he was the commander in chief.
Yeah, well, of course, I can tell you this much, as same we talked about this in the last show, I would not make that claim to fame. I would stay away from education as far as I could, knowing that 30% or more of the people that enter high school in this country never get out, and the ones that do get out, half of them can't even, I say half, I'm being a little facetious here, but many of them, as they say facetiously, can't read their own diploma. I mean, the simple fact is that the education system, from the federal standpoint, is broken. It's broken. B-R-O-K-N.
U-N.
It's just broke.
It's broke. It's broke. B-R-O-T-E. It's broke.
It's broke.
So anyway, I would not touch that. As I say, here in this county, half the budget is on education in this county, and they slide it under the table like it doesn't exist. I mean, when they talk about what the county does, they never mention that, even though it's half the budget. And the reason is, it's such a sad state of affairs, and they know it.
Mm-hmm. He did talk about cutting Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid at some point, you know, but not much, obviously. You know?
This is one of those classic things that there is not. There is not a person who knows how to add that doesn't know that Social Security is broke.
No, he was giving a speech at Kansas, and I saw that one. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, that was strong. That was like the first one. And then this woman in the back, you know, a student there, she goes, you know, Mr. President, I just wanted to know if Social Security is going to be there for me when I'm trying to retire. And he goes, No.
I like that.
It was great. No, I was like, he was being totally honest. You know, no.
For you,
and it's not.
But that was the whole thing.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah, and then he went into a little shuffling dance, but he was, you know, pretty much letting it on the line, you know, in that speech. You could tell.
When was this?
This was about a week ago.
Really?
It was like in the first round of his talks, you know.
Oh, no kidding. Given. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe
it'll chew back up somewhere.
I missed that one.
Yeah. I just laughed my butt off. I thought that was a great one.
Well, of course, it's so true. As I say, anybody knows that, and it's just that we can talk about that at length sometime.
Okay. Yeah, the only other thing in the State of the Union address that I wanted to mention was he said no clones. No clones.
No clones.
Attack of the clones.
Man,
what do you mean no clones?
It was obviously some. He said they wanted to halt cloning of human being and human animal hybrids.
It's human animal hybrids, like the Simpsons or Doctor whatever the Moreau.
Yeah.
Island of Doctor Moreau.
Yeah. No, he
was confused with hybrids in the automobile industry.
was being funded by the OPEC or so. Yeah, Detroit.
Well, but I want my clone.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute.
No. It just means that we're not going to do it here in the U.S.
Exactly.
Legally.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It just won't happen here legally.
That's the whole point. No, I mean, it's
going around.
It's good science. I mean, he's, you know, new clones.
Lo siento, pero hablo español ahora.
Sí, señor.
We have Spanish Jimmy.
Exactamente.
We have French Jimmy.
Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, there's a couple other things that I noticed. One was the Mideast update. Let's do the Mideast. There's a lot of things happening in the Mideast. A lot of things happening. Iran is doing the nuclear thing, and of course the UN is going to take this up.
Oh, wrong answer. Next question.
No,
that's the nuclear alarm.
It is always fascinating to me to see what movies show up on TV when things happen.
Right, right.
You know what
see?
The movie was? It was Meltdown, whatever the early Jane.
Oh, right.
What was
China Syndrome?
China Syndrome was on the other night, and of course, it is interesting how they have when they were doing a lot of the domestic spying, they showed Enemy of the State, which was all about domestic,
right.
And then now they have the new
it's
Iran
a conspiracy.
Thing. Well, of course,
they're part of it. It's part of the Hollywood.
They're probably going to show a conspiracy theory, right? No, it is. They'll have the Mel Gibson thing on here pretty soon. No, it is interesting.
And they'll show your Huda Man. They'll show you show that one too. The Broken Arrow.
I love Broken Arrow. Huda Man.
Well, I'll tell you. I got the solution for the Iran thing. Here it is. Did you notice? Did you see? Since our last show, there was a drone attack on Pakistan.
Yes, mm-hmm.
We launched a little drone, you know, no people, nothing, just, hey, talk to the drone. Oh.
That's not a typewriter. That's the inside of the drone, yeah.
Oh. Talk to the drone. Do you speak machine gun?
Yeah.
The drone speaks machine gun.
Well, there were people that actually gave up to a drone one time.
Yeah, in Afghanistan, the whole village surrendered
to the drone.
Yeah, that's right. No, I like that.
That's great. It's a great idea.
You can't ask for any better than that.
You don't speak bomb? The drone speaks bomb.
Everybody
does
speaks
not
bomb.
Taste like bomb.
Does not taste.
Now, the Pakistani people were a little upset because there was a little collateral damage, right, on that one that the drone did.
Well, you
just
know.
A few, four or five little girls and a couple of boys.
You know, it's like you said, Jimmy, these people travel with their families
right.
as human shields on
right.
purpose. I
That's
mean,
right.
They, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. If you're going to hide in the kindergarten school, sorry, kids will die.
That's right. I mean, it's going to happen.
And they're certainly hiding in mosques where they're storing weapons as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if the parents are going to send their kids to school where they know the terrorists are hiding out with a bunch of C4, I'm sorry. Kids are going to die. Kids are going to die.
Yeah. There's no way around it.
There's going to be kid parts coming home.
Yep.
And you may not even get your part, so check your kids. Make sure you write.
You might get your correct kid part.
That's right.
Please brand all parts of your kid with your family tattoo or something.
Brand every appendage.
And because they call them kid kits. Because they knit them back. This is KKK. The kids knit kids back.
Well, at least they'll be able to probably clone new ones over there.
Yeah.
That's true. You know? Take, well, if, you know, you can grow like a potato from an eye. I wonder if you could do that with a human.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Just grow the whole body around that, you know,
a potato from an eye of a potato. You can grow the whole potato.
Okay, just want to clarify that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean a human eye. I mean, come on, I didn't mean
it. It has to be a brown eye. Blue eye won't get you one.
I see somebody out there, really, if I cut out this person's eye, I could grow a potato.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool.
Hey, you use this potato to grow an eye.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen to Iran. I mean, there's no... Israel's going to get him or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, this is one of those things where I would back off. Why waste our money and time on this thing? You're going to drag in front of the U.N. What's the U.N. going to do? Hello.
Well, it's
hi. We're going to give them
sanctions, you guys.
Well, what they'll do is they'll send them a note.
Exactly.
They'll send them a note.
They'll say attached to this drone right here.
that would be
attached
something.
To a nuclear missile. Is the little note.
Well, that's not going to help anything. I think personally that we should just stay out of that particular thing.
Yeah.
You know, let them guys over there handle it. If they want to blow themselves up, that's fine. You know, God bless.
To some extent. But really, actually, this was the justification for going to war in Iraq. And really, even though our freedom wasn't threatened at that situation, now it sort of is. I mean, they have...
Is it?
Well, they have proclaimed that they're going to destroy Israel, and they're going to...
So fine.
And they're working on the bomb there.
And the U.S.
We're going to jump in if Israel gets attacked. So, I mean, I don't think it's an actual threat to us in terms of them being able to win the war, but I don't think we should allow them to get a nuclear...
It's the intro to the big world war party is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I personally...
I'll bring the chips.
Good plan.
Good plan.
I'll bring the dip.
And you got cable now, Jimmy, so we can actually watch stuff like the Super Bowl while
it's
going on.
I'll bring the hummus. I mean, Hamas.
So cute. So cute. Yes, you're good. You're good.
I say hummus. You say Hamas.
That's right.
Iraq. Iran.
Well, so fast as I can.
But it's interesting because all the stuff that's happening over there, they have the Bin Laden tape. Of course, he's... apparently still alive, I guess, or something.
Yeah, he's obviously alive. And now the al-Zarqawi tape, they came out with one, and it looked a bit antiquated. And I guess they come up with a second one now. The first one, I mean, you could almost tell it was antiquated. At one point, he referred to the President of the United States as President Carter.
That's an elderly tape.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of grainy.
Right. I guess his buddies like threw that one up. You know, oh, he's not dead. Look, we got this tape here.
Yeah, proof.
He's standing in front of the Twin Tower.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. Well, of course, it is always interesting when it's like the obituaries when you see Thelma Feelgood died age 98 and she has her high school picture in there.
Right.
So
right.
Her yearbook picture. So, you know, when the tape shows Osama without a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to figure it's an old one. Okay.
Yeah, but the new tape I guess shows Zarqawi relatively they're kicking. So I mean, they're definitely alive over there but send them a drone.
So what?
I thought it was interesting, even more interesting, that Cheney said, we're not going to negotiate, we're going to destroy them. That's his, I mean, no matter what, you know, like even if they were to come out right now and say, fine, we give, take us all alive, we'd say, well, not alive, really.
Oops. Yeah, oops.
We'll take you.
Was that a white flag?
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know why the guy just didn't with Saddam, you know. I mean, that's not a gun. You know, safety.
Oh, it's a safety. That's right. No,
what's this thing loaded?
Oh, man. I usually use a P90. I didn't understand this Glock, you know.
Yeah, that's right. The safety is what? Is that red showing or not showing? I forget.
Red means danger.
Your gun's not ready to go.
Red means danger.
Not stop, go. Sorry.
Yeah, and of course, Saddam... He's objected to return to his trial.
So they did a walkout, right? They walked out on the trial or something?
No, this one. Today they just didn't bother to go.
Didn't bother to go,
What, did he go to the beach?
No.
He was working in the garden in his little jail.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Writing a poem.
No, they're going to X those guys whether they want to go to trial or not. They're going to give them a little...
Well, cruel and unusual. Maybe they can appeal to the,
the UN.
Now you can bet that they're not going to be laying on some gurney with a needle up their arm. They're going to get blasted with some.
Yeah, it's going to be firing squad.
7.65.
Yeah, I think firing squad is their method of
preferred
modus operandi.
Now they have.
Well, I believe this firing squad is all preferred method.
It's not really.
I believe they also hang as well, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do hang.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they hang and not good.
And they hack pieces of you off.
I think
you know,
in a firing squad, there's always one guy that has a blank.
That's right.
That's the because so that they don't know. You don't know if you're the one who actually killed them.
So you
them,
can
yeah.
sleep well at night knowing.
Well, right.
you
over there, I doubt it. Yeah, right.
That was over here.
Over
yeah.
there, they get to yeah. reload and yeah. continue on.
Yeah, they I mean, load their they bring a, their own guns.
Exactly. They have a clip.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, it would be. You know, they. I read someplace where when they did a, when they did the electrical execution that they had the three buttons and you didn't know who actually who actually did the thing. And I guess they could do that same thing with hanging. You know, maybe they have one guy without a rope. No, that probably wouldn't work.
No, they could have a bunch of different levers.
Three levers, right? Right.
That's right. Oh, three, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's
true. One is really hard to pull. Yeah.
I can't get the kid to leave her.
That was practically fall down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you see the cartoons? As for our Middle East up here, the cartoons about Muhammad?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're firing people. They're firing editors over there, right and left, because
they did one.
Because they printed.
They firing editors where?
In France. They fired in France. They fired an editor because he reprinted what some kind of Danish cartoon.
Danish newspaper called for caricatures of Muhammad to illustrate a book on the life of Muhammad. And they got 12. They picked 12 of the best ones.
And one of them showed what, him turban with a bomb or something?
Yeah, his turban was a bomb with a lit fuse sticking out of it.
And so now the guy's fired for that. I mean, you know, you talk about political correctness. You know,
well, for those of you who don't know, the Islamics have a problem with depicting characters in general. And, of course,
that's right. You know,
Muhammad people is... You really can't.
You really can't do that.
Right.
That's right. It's one thing to do, you know, maybe a caricature of Cindy Sheehan or something.
Right.
But,
and even that is like.
That's you were telling me that that's the reason that there are no frescoes of people like there are in the Christian and.
That's the reason why there's no electricity over there.
Well, no, they actually. You know, let me tell
funny.
You.
They have a lot
no
of
freedom of
oil,
expression or thought.
No electrical power.
Before you guys get started on this, you do understand that the basis for all civilization started in that valley.
It is the cradle of
civilization.
Right. And all the smart people left.
Well, they either left, they got beat up. But I mean, for years, while the other rest of the world was, you know, wiping their butts with their hands, these people were actually you know, doing literature and everything. I mean,
creating plumbing and
everything.
Ironically enough, and now they're back to wiping their butt with their hands.
Well, that's
and
true.
We're the ones
it
that
goes,
have
what goes around comes around, right. And you know, it's all of everything goes in cycles.
So, what's your point about the beginning, the origins there? I mean,
my point is that before we start to slam people for being not educated or whatever it is, I mean, the fact is that they do have a culture that goes back, you know, several thousand years.
That is an excellent point that came out during his speech, Bush's speech, the State of the Union thing. He put down radical Islam in general. I mean, and I think he must have meant militant radical Islam. I mean, he's buying into the fact that it's a religious.
Well, the thing about let me tell you, of course, this cradle of civilization was thousands of years before Islam ever showed up. So I'm not even talking about that part of it. I'm talking about the older, the way older culture than Islam.
Right.
So that,
the Chinese?
They are on a par with them. Yeah. I mean, Chinese about 5,000, I think.
Egyptians?
Yeah, that's all.
But the aliens that built the pyramids?
Aliens, and of course, they're not older than the aliens.
5,000 years ago, the aliens.
No, they do believe that the Egyptians, you know, sort of showed up after... It's not anything we want to dwell on that much. My point being that so many people are so, their jobs are tied up with this stuff, and the libertarian philosophy would be, look, just leave it alone and it'll all work itself out. It will work itself out one way or the other. And what are these people are going to do? They're going to muddy up the waters. I mean, the UN, this, and these people are all so self-important. They're arrogant.
Right.
They're conceited. And it just, and they stir the pot. The great law of unintended consequences always shows up.
See, and so, the election of Hamas. And here we have spread democracy.
Now that's a good point, and I want to make it, because they're talking about Hamas has been elected, so to speak. I guess they have been. They got
for Palestine,
right? Mm-hmm. We're still in the Mideast. And everybody's all on a tither about this. And I'm saying, so what? Leave them alone. You know, now that all the cartoons show, it's one thing to be a bomb thrower and in the minority. But now that you actually have a leadership position, you're different. I mean, it's a whole different ball game. And I'm saying, leave them alone. They're screaming for money. They think that for some reason the world owes them a living, and that they're saying, well, if you're going to cut off our aid, you know, what are we going to do? Yada yada yada.
Well, Israel has just withheld their $50 million monthly accrued.
Well, they had accrued $50 million that they had actually collected from them. That's, again, not my job. I mean, and they're saying, well, the Germans should come in and the Americans should come in and all this. I'm saying it. And they said, if you don't do this, this is the old extortion trick. If you don't do this, we'll go to our Muslim Arab neighbors. You know, we'll go to Iran and get the money.
Oh, yeah. They love each other. They are.
And that'll show you. And I'm saying, so what?
Yeah.
Go just let it happen. It is one of those things that there are so many people operating from so many different avenues. You don't know what's going to happen, what the end of this result is. So I'm saying, let's you and him fight. I mean, let me out of the deal, okay? Yeah. I'm opting out.
So yeah. you're taking the position that it's going to work itself out no matter what.
If, oh, it
especially
will.
If we inevitably it will, something will work itself out. That's just the nature of history. That's the nature of life.
That's the nature of time.
And of time. Yeah. However,
I mean, assuming that the sun hasn't actually novaed 8 minutes ago,
or starts to move backwards, whatever the case, the idea though that they will work themselves out peacefully.
It doesn't matter. Probably not.
It does matter. Because if they...
Well, it sort of matters.
You see? Yeah, I mean, it kind of does. It kind of does. Especially Iran with a nuclear warhead.
Well, here's... In my opinion, it only matters if they're going to come after us. If they're going to blow up each other, let them blow up each other.
See, we can all have that argument. But that is not sufficient. That's not how they're going to take it. You know, they're not going to leave it with that. They are going to come after us. We, as the West...
They can't quickly develop a bunch of nuclear weapons, though. That's the problem. It's like, you know, they might get a bomb, or two bombs.
And they hit Israel with it.
And then it's gone. Then they have no more bomb. And then, of course, there's going to be so much retaliation from that.
The cat will be out of the bag.
Yeah, the cat will be out of the bag. And then, you know, then of course, our cats will come out. And we got some crowd pleasers.
Yeah, we have some real crowd pleasers.
I mean, you know, they're going to come up with like what a Hiroshima type, you know, 1 kiloton.
Right.
We got 80 megatons. You know, it's like,
well,
you know,
the thing
in 10,000 of them. It's like you need.
There is even if they had 200 bombs.
Right.
I mean, when you think about it, the bomb covers like, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 square miles. I mean, you couldn't wipe the world out with anything you'd ever want to do. You'd just have to hold. What you do is you'd hold them
for ransom.
You'd hold them.
You'd tell them that we're going to nuke something unless you give us whatever we want.
Well,
you know,
I say too bad.
Everybody becomes a Muslim. Everybody worships Islam.
To me,
you get on your knees five times a day.
Dare you?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Dare you?
Yep.
Because let me tell you, if you give in. It's never going to end. It's never going to end.
Well, that's it. They're negotiating with this reporter there, Jill. They believe that's negotiations are taking place. Some of these other countries have already given money, given, you know, some things to these terrorist groups, insurgents in Baghdad or whoever.
Russia was going to build them the reactor.
Isn't Russia putting the finishing touches on Iran's reactor
that's
now?
It.
As
that's
we
what
speak?
They're...
I think they are.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'd tell you, that's what I'd certainly build a back door in any of this stuff. You know, I'd tell
you. There's no question. Exactly.
I would have a...
Hey, comrade, watch this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I was building that reactor, you can bet I'd have a back door on that baby. Yeah. And as far as Jill's...
Chernobyl was cool. Check this out.
Yeah, right.
You know, if they can put a GPS locator in a cell phone, I don't understand why those journalists talking about Jill don't have a GPS in the toe of their shoe or something.
Right.
I mean, if they get kidnapped, unless they strip them naked, which, of course, they might do. She's kind of a babe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact is that the rest of them, I mean, they could I would certainly go around with an implant. A GPS implant, you know, powered by a heartbeat or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, you talk about people running through the front door, they think they caught got you. No, I don't understand why.
And you find the toe.
If they can put a chip in a cell phone, I don't understand why all those people don't have chips on them someplace. I really don't.
That's a great suggestion.
It's beyond belief. It's beyond
belief.
You
put it in a crown or something, you know?
I mean, you could do anything.
A couple years,
screw it. They could do it today.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is that even if you had a GPS locator or something like that, that was...
New venture for the Jimmy Doan. You get your own personalized Jimmy Doan GPS implant.
Well, they do the things for dogs. You know, they implant the thing under the skin. So the point is it wouldn't even have to be satellite. If it even covered a couple of hundred yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you send your drone over
right.
You know, and it says, beep, there's something here. And then the drone goes in and finds the chick.
Yep.
End of story. When finds it with a bomb,
to the
right.
drone.
Jeff, talk to the drone, right.
That's you answer the door and there's a drone.
Levitating. We have a message for you.
They look at the little people, there's this drone sitting there, you know.
Well, with a hand.
With a little hand, you know.
With a little hand up there. Right, talk to the hand, right. Hand drone, whatever. No, I mean, I can't understand why everybody isn't working around. If they're in a cell phone, there are 50 million cell phones, 100 million cell phones in the United States. I don't know how many of them got GPSs in them, but seriously, it seems like everybody over there would have a GPS.
Right. And you could also do it for the puppy story you're bringing up here in a second.
Well, that was the other thing. That's right. I'm going to switch. Are we done with the Mideast?
I think we're done with
the
Mideast stuff.
Okay. The drug wars, of course, continue. It's always an arms race. And now they have found that they confiscated. It was actually in Colombia. They found some little guy has a puppy farm. You know, cute little Labrador dogs, mm-hmm. little 1-2 pounders.
Oh.
And they're all pedigrees, too, of course. They all have papers.
You know, AKC, right? Or I guess it's CKC.
CKC.
The Colombian Kennel Club.
It's the Colombian Kennel Club, man. Get that shit right, okay?
Okay, and the Colombian Kennel is the Cocaine Kennel Club because what they do is...
Sponsored by the fart.
The CCC.
That's right, the Cocaine Kennel Club.
CKC.
So anyway, what we do is they've been sewing cocaine like into bags or something. And
liquid heroin.
Sewing it into the dogs and then shipping the dogs to the United States, I guess, or something. And they caught.
Big shocker.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, as I say, they've
then
been.
What you do is put a little GPS implant in the dogs that have the stuff on them, and then when they, you know, you release the whole litter out, you know, and then you.
Just travel around the country grabbing your dog.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right. 9 of them died from infections from the surgery to implant, not even in ruptured bags.
I love this. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, 9 of the dogs
died.
The
poor little dogs died.
Because the vet used a dirty knife or reused a needle. I don't know where they are.
Well, you can bet that they take out a machete and hack the dog and have you. You're right. Yeah, like they got a doctor there. Excuse me.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Nick.
I'm here to take out the doggy.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm surprised.
Every Wednesday, 2 for 2.
I'm surprised, except for the fact that they can talk, that, you know, when they send the mules over, the women or the guys with all the bags, that they don't slice them open.
I mean, I'm sure they do.
They probably do. Hi, yeah.
In some cases.
Here, would you go into the bathroom video? Slice.
Exactly. You don't want to be. So now you're not a mule anymore. Now you're a puppy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, again, there's no way that they're going to stop the flow. It's so funny. No. They got that big tunnel. They saw the tunnel.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Oh, man, it was like a mile long or half a mile. You know, like, I think it was about a click.
Yeah.
5/8 of a mile or something like that.
Yeah,
it went down like 80 feet. And it
concrete
had
floors,
everything,
air conditioning, lighting all the way over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they ran some stuff through there, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And it's
they even had a submarine that they had up in the mountains of Colombia that they were building to bring it over. It was like a big old 80-foot-long submarine.
Really, with the drug trade, with the war on drugs, really what we're doing is we're funding alternative methods of smuggling through the private enterprise of the drug sales.
Yep.
And, you know, and creating these tunnels, you know, which could be used by the terrorists.
No question about it. And of course, they found one. There's no telling how many more there are. I mean, there could be 100 of them out there. We don't know. Look, anybody will tell you that the price of cocaine or drugs in this country has not gone up substantially.
No.
So that tells you that the supply is remaining relatively stable.
No matter how much we spend on the war on drugs.
No, seriously. And when you realize that so often, we think about it. What is the price of the drugs? I mean, you have to include all of the enforcement money that they spend. I mean, all the people on the border, all the special balloons and the dirigibles or whatever they got up there and all that stuff. All those people get paid. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal when you think about the and it's all for naught. I mean, it counts for zero.
Right.
It's zero.
Wasted money.
Wasted money.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, that was what I wanted to talk about, this cute little puppy. So when you go to the pet adoption agency,
look for fresh stitches.
You might make some real money on this. Might be better than the lottery.
Well,
here.
No, than the collecting the unclaimed luggage.
Yeah,
you know, I'll take that one all duct taped up.
I want the one the dogs keep barking at.
I want that one the dogs died next to.
Yeah.
He's not barking anymore. He's just laying on it.
Laying on it.
Dead. With a smile on his snout.
You know that? The only other thing that has to do that I find interesting that is the BlackBerry shutdown.
Can you believe that?
Well, it's interesting.
Explain, Lucy.
I'm going to explain it, Lucy.
Explication.
The Research in Motion people, the BlackBerry people, have their own network. I didn't realize this for a while. But
the rim job people?
The rim job people, mm-hmm. right? They have their own network. That is to say, they're not on the internet. And
spools.
So, yeah, well, good news and bad news, because mm-hmm. if something happens, I think it has to do with the encryption and all that other stuff. They have basically their own network. It turns out that the BlackBerry, being one of the first things that did what it does.
The phone.
The phone and the fact that you
can...
Yeah,
the little typewriter.
Little typewriter and everything like that.
Screen on
people
it.
Have...
Black and white.
And the people can... Thumb type now.
Thumb
that's
type.
A new big deal is to type when they call
carpal tunnel in your thumbs only.
Carpal tunnel, exactly right. Anyway, the point is that this other outfit called NPI, NIP, whatever it is, the NTP.
Oh, NTP.
NTP has said that BlackBerry impinged on their patents. You, Curtis, talked about patent, why we should or shouldn't have that. Well, here's a classic case. The NTP people sued and won and said, yep, the RIM people are, they're on our patents. And they need to pay or shut down. And the RIM people said no, and they've been fighting it. The judge came out and said, yeah, this is it. I'm going to issue an injunction, and you have to turn off all your BlackBerries. Well, it wouldn't be so bad, except, guess what? Who is the biggest user of BlackBerries? The government.
Really?
Shut them down.
Yeah, and the government uses them. Everybody in the government has a BlackBerry. I mean, that's what they've used. That's the one of choice, not the Trio.
A great way to start cutting your government down.
Well, I tell you, they're panic stricken. So the government obviously has come in and is threatening this, or not threatening, but has appealed to this judge, shall we say, on appeal. Well, yeah, that's right. Is appealing to this judge on whether his children live or die,
right.
and to not turn off the BlackBerries. It's supposed to happen like today or next week or something like that. So we'll see. We'll see
that's
if they
the kind of
buckle.
Bizarre results you get with that kind of law in place. In my opinion, these guys have created this network which they don't use. They're not using it all, and the BlackBerry people are all using it.
Right,
and now. They're going to get a windfall because the BlackBerry people have created all of this use.
Wait a minute, who's got a windfall?
The people who own the patents.
Well, that's hardly what you call a windfall. They invented it. I mean, what's a windfall? Oh,
what did they do?
They
invented it. Big deal.
Well, but BlackBerry should have paid them for the intellectual property rights and didn't, right?
Well,
they stomped all over them.
Initially, should have paid them, something initially. But now, even so, I mean, I would argue you don't have to have them pay them anything.
I see. We'll have to talk. We'll have to do another show on that because okay. I need to re-up on that.
But the bottom line is, so BlackBerry, interesting, they're going to get potentially shut down millions of users.
Yep. If it was just regular users, this wouldn't even be a story. But right. but because it's government people, I mean, these are, these are
well,
the people
that...
Well,
they won't shut them down. They'll pay. They'll just pay. BlackBerry will pay the
you think?
The fee. Yeah. They'll strike some deal. They'll say, hey, we'll give you half that amount. And don't shut us down.
That's your projection.
Yeah.
Well, they could have done it already by now, though. But I mean, they haven't
done it.
Yeah,
but they wanted to see if they'd win the case.
Yeah, but the thing is, the case, apparently what the NTP people are saying, look, while we're waiting for this case to come out, they have a ruling that says you can turn off the BlackBerries in the meantime.
Well, I doubt they're going to do it, though,
well,
you said. Too many people.
Okay, well, I bow, I suppose, to your superior lawyerly intellect. Interlect. Hello. Boy, wouldn't it be fun to see him turn it off, though? You know, I mean, I just like, put that stick, in the hornet's nest, and run like hell. I think it'd be fun just to. I think it would just fun to see.
I just don't want to see that much productivity go down,
I would, actually. No, but I mean, can you imagine the people that, how many people there are literally addicted to their BlackBerry?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a cocaine fix. I mean, I just think it'd be so cool to watch these guys
wandering around the streets with like a glazed
look. Yeah, no, they'd be exactly. My brain is gone.
That's like it's like when they had the blackout in New York and the only phones that worked were the landlines.
Yeah.
Because they draw their power from the company. So
right.
it's like everybody who had a cell phone was suddenly cut off.
Yeah. What do I do now?
Ooh. Yeah,
that's right. God, that's great.
But yeah.
So anyway, we'll see. I would like to see it turned off, and you say it's not going to. Well, we'll talk about that the next show. Okay, what's next? I'm done.
I think we're on to light notes.
Okay, light notes, go.
Light notes. Andrea Yates has just been released on bail after killing her five children because...
What?
Well, she was released. They gave her a new trial because a prosecution witness testified improperly, which basically means they lied their ass off. In order for you to get a new trial, they have to do something bad. The prosecution has to get out there literally and Mark Furman you, put somebody up right there who says, well, I saw her do it. I was back at the station at the time. What I meant was I saw her in my mind's
eye. In my mind, right.
Yeah.
So she's guilty, right?
Yeah, she's guilty as all get out. But
she's out walking around.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing that they gave her a bail. I guess the judge figured that she doesn't have any other children to squeeze. And so
that hadn't stopped prosecutors in the past or judges in the past.
No, right? It doesn't. I wonder what her bond was and who paid it. I don't know. But it would be, in order to get a new trial, they really have to screw up.
Well, okay, so they screwed up.
I didn't hear what the testimony was, but one of their witnesses lied, I got to believe. And
totally,
so
she gets really, obviously.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so she gets a new trial. Like you said, I'm surprised they let her out on bail. But
like you say, she doesn't have any kids.
Right. She's got nobody else to kill.
It is.
In her house.
Right.
No, but
she's not going to get a job as a nanny or anything. I'm sure she has
get a job as a nanny.
In a daycare center.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a working no contact.
I want to be a kindergarten teacher. I got my line.
There's certainly a no contact with, you know, anyone under 40. And, right.
And only
she has to stay at her home.
They have to be ex-SEALs.
And can't take baths or something.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're banned from water.
But we had locally here, I've seen it happen a couple of times, where people have been thrown in jail for something, and you know that they should be out on their own recog because the crime or whatever it was couldn't happen again. And yet the judges or the prosecutors say, oh, threat to society. And it's not. I mean, at least in this particular case, it's kind of like Michael Jackson. You know, why was his bond $1 million? Where's he going?
Right.
I mean, it's not like he didn't know
who
he was.
Blend in.
Yeah, somewhere. Blend in. Right. Give me a break. You know, if he tries to get on an airplane, I don't care. Somebody's going to say, is that Michael Jack? Yes, I believe it is.
You know, who are those 40 people that just walked by?
Yeah, right.
Well, exactly.
At least that judge, I think the judge probably did it right. You know,
probably. She's probably no harm to anyone. I mean, yeah. They probably got her locked in her house, too.
Yeah, one of those little things on the ankle.
The beeps. Shocks her.
She's hung from her ankles. No, I think she's going straight to a hospital.
Well, if they put one of those things on Martha Stewart, they certainly should. Yeah. Seems like put one on her.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next?
I got a bunch of like quick ones here.
Okay.
I thought this was kind of cool. This is a man jailed for sickening handshake.
What was the sickening handshake?
What happened was he went up to the during his court appearance on a traffic charge. He pulled out a vial of an unknown liquid, rubbed his hands with the contents, and insisted on shaking the hands with three people. And all of them got sick within an hour, suffering from nausea, headaches, numbness, and tingling that lasted about a day.
Whoa.
And so another the FBI was running tests to see what it was. But I thought that was, he said that the substance was olive oil. And he questions whether the three officers were sick at all and charged the allegations were fabricated. And anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting. Some guy's like, I'm going to get you, you know, biologically, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, he's just pulling some angle, you know, about being creative.
But he put it on his hand. And
maybe he had an antidote or something.
Yeah, he'd already taken the anthrax vaccine.
Right, exactly. Could you imagine? I mean, just giving people ideas. I mean, not giving, I mean, to prevent it.
No! No. I like the do it part.
Did you see that one of my favorite rock bands from the 80s, Great White?
Yeah.
Their manager agrees to a guilty plea in the fire case from that fire that burned down everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got a... He allowed them to have pyrotechnics in a club.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And then it basically... he got charged with 200 counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Holy shit.
Wow. 100 and then he agreed to plea to 100 counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, right. Lighten up the sentence.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Did they say what he got?
Yeah, I know. I thought I had it.
What would he do for a Klondike bar?
Well, I'll burn down a club.
They may have not sentenced him yet.
Holy shit. Yeah, well, did you see...
This was like yesterday or whatever.
That's incredible. Did you see also that they charged the owners of the bus company from the bus that blew up during the evacuation?
No. He's going to serve no more than 10 years in prison.
No more than 10 years.
Yeah, and in prison.
For 100 involuntary
manslaughter.
Well, what do you get for one involuntary manslaughter, Curtis?
Well, that's all a trick there. I mean,
It
is. They're trying
to. It's a trick.
It's a twit.
That's right. They're trying to loophole the guy into a criminal activity. And they're, and so they, what they do is they charge you with 200 manslaughters, and they say you're facing 80,000 life sentences.
Right.
So you better plea.
Right.
And so he pleads to a mere 100. He walks with the 10 years.
And one count of sexual predatoring.
Right, yeah. And he saves his life, basically, and doesn't have to go through 200 trials or one trial that has such an incredible repercussions if he's found guilty. And so he basically saves his life. But the bottom line is that this guy didn't try to hurt anybody. I mean, you can talk about criminal negligence and stuff. But
that's what I called it, involuntary.
You know, they had been using pyrotechnics on all their tours and whatever, and this place was, you know, had highly flammable foam lining in the club's walls and ceilings, and it just basically,
it's,
you know,
just, it's getting to the point.
It was
where,
an accident,
right?
You know,
it's accident. Right. If people die these days, somebody goes to prison, unfortunately. They're charging the bus company owners, like I said, from the bus that just went up in flames. And they're going to charge...
What bus went up in flames?
People are trying to escape from Katrina or whatever.
Yeah, right, and they were evacuating Hurricane Rita.
Well, of course, the sad part was that a bunch of people were in there on oxygen.
Right, right. There was oxygen all over.
So they were old people, that's right.
Yeah. They
were
leaving. They couldn't evacuate, and the oxygen burns, and so therefore somebody's going to get charged, and they'll go to prison. And the same thing, you watch this, these mine operators, I'll bet you. The problem is that where does it end? I mean, if you're in charge and somebody dies in any kind of an accident...
somebody's got to go down.
That's right. It's it's like they're going to come after you. And,
and I
worry about that because there's no intent for you to dissuade there. You know, you have to.
Prosecutors are always running for office. Have you noticed how many governors come out of the prosecutors, come out of the DA's office? And
a lot. Yeah.
I mean, when the attorney generals, for instance, they're the guys that end up running for governor, and they run up, they go up the food chain that way.
I've been 22 years as a prosecutor.
Yeah, right. Even Giuliani, he was a perfect example.
Giuliani, he made his claim to fame on a bogus thing, if there ever was one, as far as I'm concerned. But he ended up okay.
What was a bogus thing?
He arrested Michael Milken in the middle of the day, for God's sakes, for insider trading or whatever the hell it was. And he went to jail. And it was BS. I mean, it was BS.
But he only went to Club Fed for 7 years, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, it changed his life. And on
$400 million.
You know, to go in there and call somebody out at high noon and do the perp walk with, and they called in the press the whole 9 yards. I mean, it was BS. I mean, I couldn't believe it. That, you know, I do believe it, but that's what they do in order. And of course, he ended up being governor of New York. Hello.
So,
More on criminal negligence later.
Okay. How about woman fined for flinging lettuce? She was charged fined $173.50 for throwing salad greens out of her car in a parking lot and outside of a Walmart in a township in eastern Pennsylvania.
What was it for?
Well, what people don't realize is that the only thing you can legally pour from your car is water. Not ice, but water. So anyway, so she basically poured some lettuce that was she didn't want to eat all of her salad that she got from wherever, McDonald's or somewhere.
Or from Walmart.
Yeah, well, no, it was McDonald's. And it could have been a McDonald's and a Walmart like we had in Orlando. So anyway, that was just
No, wait, go on. What was the charge?
Littering.
Littering.
Was it on pavement again? I'm sorry.
Not that it matters.
It's like
a leaf, for God's sakes. I mean, wait a minute. Lettuce is a leaf.
The deal is that she goes, her statement was, lettuce comes from the ground, therefore it can go back to the ground.
Right. Well, not only that, I mean,
biodegradable. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong.
Right. It makes sense.
Right. Well, I'm just...
It makes perfect sense. Otherwise, maybe they could hack down the mulberry tree next to the Walmart park for leaving leaves on the lot. You know, they bring the mulberry tree in there and fine it.
She also plans to bring along a salad to show the leaves to the judge.
I mean, she's going to go to okay. Good.
I think she wasn't too bright, and by putting this out on the pavement in the parking lot.
Now, so what? You don't.
It's
find
disgusting when you walk out of a place and you see some half-eaten food on the ground.
I'm not sure what the actual.
Tough. Find a garbage can.
Yeah, okay.
You lazy slob.
Okay, could be, but you don't go to jail for that.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's in jail.
No, but she would be.
Well.
I mean, you could be if she said, F you and walked away from the cops or something, she'd be in jail.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
They fined her $176.
Yeah, $176. Yeah. Give me a break. Yeah. Lady, would you pick it up?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you do. For God's sakes. Yeah. You know, give it a rest.
I agree with that.
Drunk driving suspect flees in police car.
That's cute.
Chicago woman, she decided that she was just going to take off.
How'd she do it? How'd she get a hold of it?
Oh, who knows? I mean, she somehow escaped the handcuffs and drove away in the officer's cruiser.
Her name was Her name was Henrietta Houdini.
Of course, you know that all the officer's cruisers have GPSs in them, so
yeah.
There's, you know, that's kind of a stupid move if anybody's thinking about that.
Thank you for the warning. It's so much cheaper than calling a cab.
And in fact, that kind of dovetails into this other story. If you want to go to Ontario, Canada, they are going to do a test run of GPSs installed in cars, and if you speed, they're going to give you a ticket. And, of course, they can tell your speed from GPS.
Yeah.
And if they like it, they're going to expand it everywhere.
I've been saying this. We're rapidly approaching the era of near-perfect enforcement.
Right.
And for all of, the bottom line is everybody's doing something wrong.
Right.
And so
speed, we can collect money on that.
Man, well, it's just I saw an article in the Cleveland paper the other day that said that they had busted 2,300 speeders with their new cameras, which they're allowed to do up there so far. $230,000 worth of tickets in 1 month. And
moneymaker.
I mean, it's just like the random tax, you know. Here,
sure. And in fact, they even talk about this. You know, the fact. Remember when we had 55 Saves Lives and all that campaign talking about the safety factor.
Yeah, it was 55 Saves Gas, is what it was.
Right. Well, whatever. I mean,
they tried to make it live.
They did this when they repealed that, and states did their own thing. The fatality rates didn't increase. As predicted, of course, by their government study.
People are going to die driving.
Well, there was a study actually done, believe it or not. I realize it was kind of partisan, and I say partisan, I don't mean Democrat, Republican. But it was done by one of the Hot Rod magazines. I think it was Brock Yates or something, did a study and found out what it cost, actually, because lives, time is money, but also you can put a value on life. When anybody says, you know, when you hear this thing about, if it only saves one life, that's BS, and we all know that's BS. But it turns out that by driving 55 instead of 70, when you do the math, it turns out that lives are lost, basically, in peripheral ways. I'll go back and find it one of these days and maybe talk about it. But the simple fact is that extra hour on the road or extra 15 minutes on the road multiplied by 20 million, you know, when you think about it, it's lifetimes that are involved here of wasted time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Of course, not anymore because you can listen to the Jimmy Doan podcast.
That's right.
Well, I'll make a prediction right now. Within 50 years...
Way to go.
That's right. Well, we'll check
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
We'll check
you will
it.
We'll check it. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Here's my prediction. Within 30 years, people will not be able to drive anymore. The cars will drive by computer controlled, and they'll be like, what? Drive? No way.
That dovetails right into my next little story.
Really? Go ahead.
Honda has a new car that drives itself. In fact, it already...
We don't have to wait 30 years. We'll wait 30 minutes.
30 minutes, man. No, they're doing tests in Japan, and no question about it. I mean, it performs perfectly, does everything right, knows what's going on. But that's not too shocking. But anyway, that was off of fizorg.com.
So who are they going to charge with the accident when the computer car kills the person?
It's interesting you should say that, because right now, anytime somebody drives an SUV into something, it's always the SUV did it.
Right.
But if it's anything else, it's Bob Smith or, you know, Rachel, whatever her name is. You know, she did. But if it's an SUV, so I guess it'll be
the tire. It'll be the chip guy.
It'll be the chip guy who gets sued.
Homicide.
That's right. Motorola gets sued exactly, because of the defective chip or whatever. The chip had a mind of its own.
Hmm.
You remember years ago they had the stuck accelerator syndrome.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It was 20 years ago. They had a thing that people were saying that suddenly the car just took off, you know, by itself. And, you know, I'm sitting there, I put my foot on the brake, and, you know, next thing, the old lady, 83-year-old driver lady, she's sitting in the front window of the Albert's.
Honey.
Yeah, and they, well,
it just took off by itself. I don't ever said.
Well, they did a study and found out it was BS. It didn't ever happen.
The car ate a Twinkie.
The biatch hit the accelerator when she saw it. Sorry, lady, you know, whatever.
There was three pedals down there.
Yes.
And one of them was talking to me.
So, have you seen this? You've talked about those geocache games.
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen that there has been a few incidences, not a whole bunch, but where they have, you know, you go to pick up your geocache or you go to put one in there and you get, you know, hit by the SWAT team thinking that you're a terrorist?
No.
Yeah, they're like under bridges and stuff like that. People go down there and, you know, all of a sudden...
Well, you're not allowed to... Like, one of the things I used to do when I was a kid was to go off the end of the runway and watch the planes come in, like they did in Wayne's World.
Right.
Right.
You can't do that anymore, I bet you.
Well, not if you're a drafting student and you have a big tube of your artwork with you.
I see.
That you love to carry over your shoulder wherever you go.
That's right.
Don't bring your golf bag with a top on it. You know,
yeah, that's right.
So, there's a road next to the Orlando airport you can do that.
Okay.
They had a bomb squad in De Pere, Wisconsin. They used a robot-mounted shotgun to blast lid off of a suspicious-looking military ammunitions box found in a park. It turned out to be a geocache. Oh, nice. They're, like, blowing these things up. I thought that was kind of
cool.
I'd
like to geocache some C4 and see what happens.
That was my geocache.
That was my geocache. I was giving somebody some 4th of July present.
That's it.
55-gallon drum of ammonium nitrate and diesel fuel.
That's it.
Yeah. Actually, the guy says there's been no more than 5 or 10 incidents of that, and listed in more than 225,000 caches in 219 countries. Wow. Okay. So, geocache, for those of you who don't know, I guess, Jim, you want to explain that?
Well, that's kind of a fun thing. You can get on geocache.com or whatever. They're all over the place. And what you do is you get your little GPS, your little Magellan or whatever it is, handheld GPS locator, and people go out in the strangest places. They'll had something in a tree or underneath a bridge or something like
that. Your favorite hooker.
Yeah, right. And yeah, I don't know about that. Anyway, you basically, when you go there, the rule is, on most of them, you take a little something with you, and you sign a little book in there. I was here, and you
take some cash.
And you put something in and take something out. Is a kind of a
it's the
you
hooker, know. I guess you pull out the carrot and put a cucumber in or something.
Oh, man.
It's a family show.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh my God.
Take out the carrots. That's for the salad tonight. So I'm back.
So anyway, they've been, of course, a lot of places. They've been doing geocaches on, like, state parks or something, and the government is all upset about that. They don't want people tromping all over their pristine state parks,
publicly owned.
Yeah. So you can't do that. You can't hide. The public's not allowed on public land if you're going to geocaching in a lot of places.
You can't go on the public land anyway. I mean, there's parks all over the place. I ride my bike by this park that's got public park, no admittance.
Yeah, no, there's one down there. I've seen that, yeah.
In fact, this one guy apparently was charged, as placing debris on public property.
There you go.
Misdemeanor punished by 6 months in jail and a $300 fine for putting your geocache on public property.
Yep.
Boy, I mean, that's just great. Yeah. I need to fill out these forms and get my permits to get a geocache put someplace where you guys won't mess with it. Whatever.
I put this next to the White House.
You saw that?
Yeah, right.
Of course, everybody knows about Sheehan and Beverly Young getting taken in or asked to leave the presidential.
Bagged her.
Yeah, I mean, they arrested Sheehan because she had a shirt that said,
I'm against the war.
Yeah, I mean, I just said, you know, yeah, right, it was something like
any
that.
Any war, whatever. Bush, you know, said, Bush lied with
his side. She said, I blow dead soldiers
but
or something.
But who was it? The congresswoman brought her there. And
right, no, what she did is she gave her ticket. Apparently the congresswoman, you know, Lynn Woolsey, I think it was, and she, apparently, you get a ticket to go in, and she gave it to Cindy and didn't go, or else
Cindy had a shirt that said, I'm with stupid on it, or something
like that.
No, it said, 2,245 dead, how many more? That was her t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then the other one had a t-shirt that said, support our troops or something.
So they got
support the troops.
They were equal opportunity throwouts.
Well, that's, I guess that was the whole point, is that Mrs. Young, who had the other shirt that said support our troops, they said I was protesting. She told the St. Pete Times, said, I said, read my shirt, it's not a protest. They said, we consider that a protest. I said, you're an idiot. Yeah. There's an idiot competition, you'd come in second.
Well, they didn't tell you that. What they left out of the story is that it was just a t-shirt. It was clear, but it was wet, and she wasn't wearing a bra. So they figured that was just bad taste.
Well, what I thought was one of the things that did happen after that, the police, the Capitol Police, whatever, apologized and said, oh, shucks, we shouldn't have done it. We should have let him in.
Right.
I don't understand. The rule is you can't carry any kind of a sign in there. I guess if you're...
Normally, they ask him to cover up or take it off.
Take it off slowly, baby.
Scared him. Of course, it was covered up. She was wearing a jacket or something.
Right.
But because of the notoriety, I guess they asked her to open up the jacket or something. I don't know, whatever. Right. Anyway, they found... And they knew that what was going to happen was during the speech, when the camera was on, she was going to flash this T-shirt. You know, big deal. And interrupt everything.
Yeah,
you know, of course, I didn't watch the speech, and I wasn't going to watch it anyway. because you knew what was going to happen. It was all politics. It was all, and it didn't say anything that was that mattered anyway. They're still going to spend more money,
the
more and more and more.
Competitiveness initiative.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm holding my breath for that one.
You see the new planet?
It's a war on competitiveness.
You see the new planet that's bigger than Pluto? It's out further away than Pluto.
Yeah. Well, they now are. Of course, that's.
They're talking about we don't know the fate of is Pluto's going to be a planet or not or whatever,
right.
You know. But
well, we're going to find out in 9 years or whatever it is, 7 years when it gets out there.
Nine years, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to send the thing out there. So, well, they also found the big planet near another star,
yes,
25,000
right.
light years away, whatever it was they found.
Well, and in 2008, yes, they're actually good. Launching an optical-type telescope that should be able to spot
yeah.
Earth. What it does, it's going to check to see the sun dimming
right.
at the right amount.
As the planet passes in front of it.
And actually, it's not the sun. It would be
the star.
The star, right.
Ours is the sun.
You know, I've seen a lot. I've seen that.
Well, would their planet's sun be a star? I mean, star be a sun?
No, no. Ours is called, they call this the solar system because its sol is the middle.
Right.
And
we,
the sun,
it's
the name
patented.
Of our star is called sun.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
It's copyrighted.
That's
if they,
right.
And we could sue them if
yeah.
they did name it theirs the sun.
If they call theirs NPT, you know, -1722Q system. Then you know, and there's a planet around it.
Right. Well, so
we've
yes,
got a cosmic attorney right here. So
yeah, there is some pretty cool launches coming up in the next couple of years. But yeah, that one Pluto one took off. It was by the moon in 9 hours or something.
Wow.
It went to the moon.
It's moving.
It's moving out. I mean, that's
yeah.
of course we had that, and everybody says, "Well, why did it take us 4 days to get to the moon?" It's like because we barely lofted it up in there. We barely got it into the moon's gravity, and we let gravity was as all gravity says because we had a lot of junk to throw up there. You know, this thing was just like all must. It was all go. So I mean, it left at 33,000 miles an hour, and did not care. So pretty cool. 20 pounds of plutonium on board didn't blow up.
I'm surprised there wasn't. There's been years ago there was a big every time you sent up a
there was this time. Right. There was every time, but
I didn't hear about 1%
it. 1% chance of booster rocket failure. Who knows? I say screw it, blow it up.
And the 20
they did have a little red zone around Walt Disney World as a possibility of it going
really?
Down over there, spent plutonium over the mouse, and of course
fishing with plutonium.
Yeah, microscopic dust particles shut down Orlando for permanently. Did you see that 20-year-old sets Rubik's Cube's world record?
Yeah, boy, he was pretty quick.
11.13.
That beats my record.
What was your record?
Like 57 seconds or something.
Really?
Oh, really? I thought you did it. Really? That's all? I thought you did it faster than that.
Dude, I didn't do it in 57 days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, I don't think I've ever solved it
since it came out. I read the cheat sheet, and then after that, I could do it. I mean,
yeah.
I could do it from anything, but it didn't.
Right.
I know 57 seconds. I think my record was about 3.5 or 4 minutes.
Is there like a way when you use a Rubik's Cube, can you screw it up? I mean, you can obviously screw it up to some maximum number of terms, right? Can't you?
I would think, yeah. And I would think that, they have a sort of random unscrewer type thing that they, they put it for the people.
They
take the average of their times because it could be fewer moves away from.
Mm.
Oh, there's one right there.
Is that a bona fide real life
Jimmy emerges from our portal to the 80s. He has
our Stargate that goes to the 80s.
That's right.
He has now officially got. So we will not be hearing from Council Curtis as he's now rapidly solving the cube.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, look at that. You already got a couple sides.
Woo.
Now. All right. I thought this was kind of cute. Villagers shun man they believe is dead. This is in India. Some guy went to prison for a little while, and he didn't come back for a while. They thought he had died in prison. So the guy comes home from about a month of being in jail, and then his family yells, "Ghost!" slams the door, and they're convinced he's the walking dead and will not let him in. And he goes, "My family thinks I am dead. They will not permit me to enter my home because they think I'm a ghost." So anyway, I thought that was pretty
kind of harsh.
Yeah, I mean, geez, Louise. How about this? In-flight dating service takes off.
Whoa.
Yeah, you kind of fill out your little passenger profile, and I want to meet somebody, 5'10", brunette, 6'.
And they sit them next to you at the plane?
Well, yeah, that was their aim. Of course, it all started from the owner, Peter Shankman, almost like Peter.
Close.
Wow.
No, I mean, seriously, what a name. Peter Shankman. I mean, give me a break. Made that up.
Dick Shankman.
Right.
Says Shank he, Dickman.
Says he set up air traductions to give travelers a chance because he got to sit next to Miss Texas or somebody, you know, on a flight saying you got a
Miss
you
know. Texas. So he got wood in the plane and he gave him an idea.
Yep, so that's all it. Right. So, you know, they have some people. One guy has provided a photo with his hair half pink and half blue. And one woman said that she promised she always smells nice, and while another insisted that any seatmate must wear full body deodorant spray.
Now, this now is this part of the new get on free cards that they're passing out? You know, what is it? The what are they?
The Trusted Traveler.
Trusted
Traveler.
Travelers. Yeah.
No, this is I think this is something else.
The Trusted
have
Traveler.
Have you heard about that though?
No, the Trusted Traveler. Is that where you have to carry a condom?
Yeah. Something, man. You got to carry. You know, now there's going to be the Trusted Travelers and the Untrusted Travelers.
The rest of us are untrusted travelers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
Well, they pay it. It's I think it's a couple $150-$200 a year or something like that, and you get a special card, and you have to pass the. The whole deal.
They do an in-depth body, I mean, an in-depth cavity background check. Exactly.
That just represents a fundamental shift in our philosophy. Now you have to prove that you can be trusted here in America. Mm-hmm. Now there's going to be a Trusted Americans card.
It's going down the toilet.
You know, you're going to get your card, and if you don't have that, well,
And you might have,
you can't be trusted.
Yeah, and what if you did something wrong? Now you're only 50% trusted, so you know that, you know, there was,
so
there was a
gonna,
Twinkie.
We're going to be watching you half the time.
You got little stars like, you know, Lisa's teacher.
Demerits.
Or Mrs. Krabappel hand.
Demerits, exactly.
Oh,
wow.
And then, of course, it'll be embedded in your eyeball chip or whatever you have.
Right, your retina scan, so if you're...
Done.
Whoa. Council Curtis.
Council Curtis has solved the cube in less than.
Yeah. All you gotta do is edit that hour of dead air out of there. It'll look like I
edit
did
out
just
a couple of those light notes.
That's right.
Well, you haven't done one in how long? You know, my gosh, that's pretty impressive.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, of course, if New Orleans hadn't had enough, they had a couple of tornadoes this morning.
You're
Thursday.
Kidding.
No, roofs were ripped off in the area that was battered.
I tell you, God has it in for New Orleans.
I'm telling you, he's trying to say, okay, didn't like the hurricanes, not hurricane season anymore, so here's some tornadoes.
The guy Nagin or whatever, he was claiming, what didn't he say? Somebody said that, no, it was Falwell, somebody said that New Orleans was sinner or whatever it was.
It was Nagin. He said they were, God was punishing America.
And so God's not done yet? Tornadoes.
No,
where are the locusts?
It knocked down.
Yeah,
right.
Where are the locusts?
And the frogs from
the
sky.
They probably got. They probably have an explosion of frogs. I wouldn't doubt that.
And flies. Mm-hmm. That's another one.
Wait a mosquito season, boy. Woo.
It knocked out power to the airport.
You mean the Chocolate City?
Yeah, the Chocolate. Listen, which reminds me, when is Mardi Gras this year?
It's February.
It's coming up, boy.
Yeah, because today's the 2nd of February.
Oh, yeah, man, it could be like any time now.
Well, it's not going to be too long. Okay, we'll find out. About anything else, my son?
Yes. Western Union ends telegraph service.
I saw that. 150 years of telegraph service, and now they've decided they're a financial services company.
Man, I tell you.
Do you know what it costs to send money? I mean, it costs like $30 or something every time you send a, you know, you go and you hand the cash to mm-hmm. Western Union, and they can go pick up the cash on the other end, and it's a fortune to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really
that's hard to believe. You'd think they'd just pop it out like an ATM, you know?
Well, again, if you don't have an ATM, I mean, the simple fact is it's for people, obviously, it's like the day loan people, what is it
right.
called? The
check
we'll
cash.
Hold your check or check cash. I mean, that's really super high interest.
Yeah.
But it's for people that, you know, it's the market. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Nope.
Now, the thing that I have, of course, is that yeah, these are telegrams. I guess they're still doing. I mean, is money a telegram?
No. The money is different.
It's
they're financial
a money
service.
Grant.
No, it used to be that you would get a little yellow envelope with a plastic window in it. It would have your name on it, and they would hand deliver. You'd open it up, and there would
telegram.
Be
telegram.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it would say, Joe, we've taken care of this situation. Stop.
Right.
Something else
exactly.
going on. Stop.
Right.
We love it all.
Do you know where the term stop was used? I got it right here.
At the end of the sentence.
Yeah, it was used at the end of the sentence because they would save money by using the word stop instead of periods because punctuation was extra while the four-letter character word was free. Pretty funny.
Wow.
There you go, a little information. Boy, I tell you, learn something new every day. Okay, Samuel Morse, inventor of the Morse code, sent the first telegram from Washington to Baltimore on May 26, 1844, to his partner Alfred Vail to usher in the telegram era that displaced the Pony Express. It read, "What hath God wrought?"
That's right. Yeah, we all knew. That's an ancient thing.
Okay.
And of course, you send a telegram. You get charged by the word, and my name is Bill. I'll be home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's if, no, that's what you do. Is, you know, you send it, the word is, Bill, will you marry me? And that's the one word that you say. It's all one word. Will you marry me?
All one word.
Yes. Either way, you don't get charged for one word.
Okay, the last thing I got is, of course, it is Groundhog's Day. And according to Puxtawny Phil, we are going to have 6 months more of winter.
Well, not down, not
6 here. Months?
You mean, I mean 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I wish it was 6 months down here. God, that'd be great.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I mean, woo, it gets warm down here. Now, there was a couple of things about this that I did notice were interesting. I looked up some facts on groundhogs. Because,
oh, God.
No, this is pretty cute here.
Everything I ever want to know about a groundhog is on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, well...
That groundhog bit Bill Murray.
Side of the eye.
In the last 118 years, Puxtawny Phil has seen his shadow 95 times, over 80% of the time. And so if you enjoy a little wagering, handicappers have set the odds at 11 to 5 that Phil doesn't see his shadow and 1 to 3 that he sees it. But the thing that I always say is, let's do some math here.
Was he right?
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of up to you to decide. The
5 weeks of winter doesn't count. 6 weeks does.
Well, you know, that's the whole point. It's like it's groundhog.org is the official site that you can go to. But the thing is that they claim that it's the same groundhog that has been doing this for 118 years. So
I doubt it.
If you look up, I did look up to see that groundhogs live approximately 8 to 9 years. So his first appearance was in 1887. So it's 2006
now. And his name is
now.
Methuselah.
Right, and so that's 119 years, which would make Phil almost 120 years old. And, of course...
Assuming he started at year one.
Yeah, if that's the same one, I think that's probably some weapons-grade balonium. Divided by 8, if you take his average years, you know, 119 or whatever, comes to 14.875 fills.
That's why he gets to make the prediction, because he's a really smart one.
A really smart one, right. So they basically had about 16 or 17 fills.
Is that the interesting part?
That was the interesting part. Groundhog's about 20 inches long, weighs 12 to 15 pounds. Phil weighs about 20 pounds and is 22 inches long, so he's a big one.
All right.
I'm done.
Okay.
Can't be done. I don't have the music clip loaded up.
while we're waiting here, I did want to mention, you're going to cue up the music?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that people do go to those websites that we talked about earlier, and one is the hangerdogs.com,
mm-hmm.
Our friend Gene. You'd really want to see that. And the other one is iTunes. You'd look up, search under podcasts. It's free domain, FREEDOMAIN. The guy's name is Steve Molyneux, and he's good.
And
he does it all by himself.
Right?
He does it all by I don't think he's got $10 tied up in his
podcast. Is he from Canada?
I think originally he's from England. He's
okay.
English, but he's traveled all over the world. I mean, he's really an interesting guy, super interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've emailed him back and forth. But if you want to listen to some really no-nonsense libertarian stuff, 30 minutes at a pop, he's got about 50 podcasts up there that you can download.
How often does he put them up?
He puts up at least one a day.
Woo!
Yeah, sometimes two. He does it like when he's driving to work,
right,
or when he's sitting around in the doctor's office waiting to have his tooth worked on or something.
If you hear the toilet flush.
Yeah,
know.
No, exactly. Yeah.
He does not waste
exactly.
any time.
I mean, this guy is always on. Yeah, no, he's, he's good, though.
All right. Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for joining us. We'll maybe we can get on Sunday here. We got to
Super Bowl
Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do it earlier.
Well, I'm going to take it.
For everybody else out there, you care, you know. Cause,
yeah, right.
You're not going to listen to it on Sunday anyway. You'd be watching the bowl game, so you can listen to it Monday or Tuesday.
I'll tape it because we always want to tape the ads.
Right, absolutely.
No, they're going to have a special, apparently on iTunes or something, they're going to put the ads on separately, I think. NFL.org or something is going to put on just the ads. Make an extra dollar. You know, forget it. Not enough.
They had America Online already had previews you could vote on which ones you like.
Okay.
I didn't look at them, though, yet.
We did that last year.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. And don't forget, if you need to send us email, jimmy@jimmydone.com.
Very good, Jimmy. It's good to see you again. Welcome back to Earth.
Yes.
Thanks to all you loyal Made listeners it. Out there.
Yes, Lord, America.
Come it's back and choose again. Yeah, when I drive, New York City. Hey, I'm really trying to do something to you now.